Migration to the USA. While it is possible to get a presumably fair idea of the extent of Jewish immigration into Palestine, one encounters what amounts to a stone wall in attempting to determine this for the US. We have seen that the policy of classifying immigrants as Hebrews was dropped in the same month of 1943 that the US government went into the business of processing DPs on a large scale through the creation of UNRWA. Immediately after the war, there was naturally much Jewish pressure for the admission of great numbers of Jewish immigrants, and in December 1945, President Truman announced that there would be an acceleration in the immigration process in order to allow a higher rate of admission. While Truman regretted that the unused quotas from the war years were not cumulative and could not be applied to future admissions, he pledged that all outstanding immigration quotas and regulations would be respected. If they were indeed respected, then the effect on Jewish admissions would nevertheless have been secondary, because they entered under the categories of the various nationalities, German, Austrian, Dutch, Polish, etc. However, the existing regulations did not permit the admission of as many persons as was desired, so shortly after the war, there was special legislation relating to the admission of DPs, in which, quote, existing barriers were set aside, unquote. The legislation also set up a displaced persons commission to assist in the resettlement of the immigrants and, according to the account of the commission, over 400,000 such persons were resettled in the U.S. in the period 1948 to 1952, the period specified in the legislation. The official account goes on to claim that only 16% of these 400,000 were Jewish, but that is just the official account of a government which had taken specific steps to assure that the relevant data would not exist. For what it is worth, we summarize here the more relevant parts of the immigration data that the U.S. government has published, see Table 10 contained in the print and ebook editions of this book. We have only given the numbers for selected European countries, meaning those countries that may have contributed many uprooted Jews, although there is a difficulty involved here, as we shall see shortly. The total for Hungary 1951 to 1960 does not seem to include those who entered on account of special legislation, passed in connection with the refugees from the Hungarian Rebellion in 1956, about 45,000 of whom were admitted to the U.S. It is worth mentioning that 285,415 persons entered the U.S. from Europe in the years 1954 to 1971, under various other provisions for refugees. For reasons that will be clear when we attempt to interpret this data, we note the immigration totals from the various continents. See Table 11 contained in the print and ebook editions of this book. An important point in interpreting this data is that, in the case of regular immigration in the years 1941 to 1950 and 1951 to 1960, the country of origin is defined as the country of last permanent residence, while in the case of the DPs who entered in U.S. in 1948 to 1952, the country of origin is the country of birth. That nationality was the country of last permanent residence in the case of regular immigration makes these figures particularly difficult to interpret. This is well illustrated by the total 766,466 who entered the U.S. from Germany, more than 90% on the regular quota basis. If we imagine a German Jew as a Jew who actually was raised in Germany and had possessed German citizenship, then only a fraction of the 766,466 could have been Jews, for the simple reason that the greater number of the estimated 500,000 or 600,000 German Jews had emigrated before the war. In order to get some idea of the number of German Jews who might have immigrated into the U.S. after the war, recall that the Jews deported east by the Germans from France and Belgium were almost all German Jews who had emigrated from Germany before the war. Thus, if we accept Reitlinger's figures, the total German Jews deported to the east might have been around 250,000. If, say, half went to Palestine after the war, then it would appear that no more than about 125,000 of the Germans who entered the U.S. could have been Jews. However, this calculation is upset by the simple observation that the status of permanent resident might have been conferred on many of the Jews of several nationalities, who were quartered under various conditions in Germany immediately after the war. The period was not noted for strict adherence to legalities, so it is safe to assume that somewhat more than 125,000 of these Germans were Jews. Likewise with the figures for Italy. The haziness of the concept of permanent resident is also the reason for the inclusion of immigration figures from such places as North and South America and Asia. We should not expect that the uprooted Jews were particularly scrupulous in regard to legal credentials, and we have seen this illustrated in the case of the quote-unquote Greeks who passed through Czechoslovakia. It should not have been difficult to arrange for the creation of credentials which declared Jews to have been permanent residents of various South American countries, and possibly also of Canada. A side trip to the country in question, while en route to the U.S., might have been necessary, but such a trip would have been scenic anyway. South American countries would probably have been happy to cooperate, because the Jews were not in the process of settling with them, and there was no doubt bribe money as well. For these reasons, I believe that one is perfectly safe in assuming that at least 500,000 uprooted Jews entered the U.S., and the correct figure is probably higher. Since the area of New York City is the home of millions of Jews, a few hundred thousand could have moved there alone, and nobody would have observed more than the fact that he, personally, was aware of a few Jews who came to New York from Europe after the war. In this analysis, we have assumed, of course, that the great masses of Jews who resettled after the war were uprooted Jews, and did not include statistically significant portions of, say, French Jews, who had no more reason to leave France than Jews in the U.S. have to leave that country. The net result of the Nazi Jewish resettlement policies was that a great number of Jews, uprooted from their homes, came into the power of Zionist-controlled refugee relief organizations, which were able to direct these masses of Jews to destinations chosen for political reasons.